And welcome into the Did You Know Show here on this January 17th. Trevor Grady here with Noah Cassidy on today's edition of the Did You Know Show, where you'll learn something that hopefully you didn't know before. You can learn something new today. Interesting fact, unknown history. Noah's going to kick us off today. What do you got for us?
So I got one of those unknown histories.
Okay.
Right here. So Thanksgiving, big time of the year for everybody. Everybody likes to eat their food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even in 1705, the food portion of Thanksgiving was obviously like a very big portion of the holiday. So did you know, in October of 1705, the Connecticut settlement of, I'm probably pronouncing this wrong, but it's what it's going to be, Colchester,
okay,
was facing an early winter. While New England was known for its cold snaps, this one was unusually premature and was severe. The temperatures were so low that nearby waterways were also freezing up. The timing was very unfortunate. The community had not yet received their wintertime provisions, which were typically shipped to them by boat. And in that shipment was also like stuff to help them with Thanksgiving. Now, the Thanksgiving holiday was not an actually fixed holiday as of yet, but it was still very important. So the most important item for them was molasses, because that helped them make like the bread and everything. And so the molasses was super low. The pantries around town, nobody really had it. And without it, the residents once again faced a gloomy situation. They couldn't have bread, baked beans, or pumpkin pie without the molasses. So rather than suffering a not great food type of holiday,
mm-hmm,
the town residents voted to postpone Thanksgiving by a week.
Wow.
And in the hope they did that in the hope that they'd get molasses later in the future. Right. Obviously, it did arrive. In the years to follow, the event would be dubbed as the Great Colchester Molasses Shortage.
And interesting. And
eventually, apparently, that like Great Colchester Molasses Shortage was put in like multiple poems down the road once poems became a big thing. So
interesting. It's kind of ironic that it was because of molasses. Like people say, slow as molasses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
kind of pushed it back by a week. That's a good one for sure. All right. So mine here. Did you know that sunsets on Mars are actually blue? So you know, sunsets obviously on Earth are typically like a reddish,
right,
orangish, yellowish tone. So the reason for that, sunsets, of course, have to do with the properties of the visible light spectrum, in which light takes on a variety of colors. Our sky typically appears blue. But then when the molecules and gases scatter to the shortest wavelengths of light, a bunch of science stuff that I don't know the exact reasoning behind, but on Earth, when the sun sets, when it gets low in the sky, the light travels farther through the denser atmosphere,
uh-huh,
and turns towards that reddish, yellowish, orangish hue that we see when the sun is setting on Earth. But when you turn to Mars, even though it's just one planet over in our solar system, because the atmosphere is so different on a completely different planet like Mars. Their sky is actually typically like a reddish tone during the day.
Okay.
And then when the sun sets on Mars, it kind of flips it and it turns like a bluish, it's kind of like a light blue tone when the sun is setting. But it's still getting darker. So it's interesting because it's like, as the sun is setting, it flips to what is the sky in daytime on Earth.
Right.
But it's like, it's a transition into the night period.
No, that's pretty crazy because, I mean, I guess it makes sense because, if I'm not mistaken, Mars's atmosphere is like thicker, if I'm not mistaken, than ours.
I believe so.
And so that makes sense on, we see more of the actual sun's color, like the yellow and the orange.
That's true.
And there's this blue, but it is kind of crazy that we see blue all the time and red at night, and they see, I say they, like people live there.
You never know.
The planet, yeah, you're right. But the planet itself, I guess,
right,
sees blue, red all day and then blue at night. That's,
yeah,
huh,
so
one,
kind of
one planet over.
Yeah, so if we ever end up living on Mars, we'll get blue sunsets.
Blue sunsets. So. You never know. Might overpopulate the Earth. You don't know what's
going to happen. You never know. All right, well, that's today's Did You Know Show. Noah Cassidy, Trevor Grady saying so long. We'll see you guys on tomorrow's Did You Know Show again every weekday at 2:45 p.m. We hope you learned something new today.